Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to King Scott Radio on TV.com. Today we're doing our men's show, just the men talk radio show. And we're going to talk about love today from a man's perspective, from a husband's perspective, or just about love in general. Now, we're not going to read so much scripture because this is going to be somewhat raw. You heard it from the beginning. It's going to be somewhat raw because our learning how to love comes through Christ, but we did not start out that way. So, we have our normal panel here. We have Darren and we have Rob. And may I say, ladies and gentlemen, that they are doing a terrific job because a lot of you all are emailing us, are calling in, and talking to us about the content of the show. So we give Jesus the thank you, and we just need the work. KingScottRadioTV.com. Well, we're back. What should men know about love? Darren is going to address this question in his kindness, and he's going to give you an explanation as to what his point of view is. Darren?
Thank you, Pastor Scott. In my opinion, what I think that men should know about love is that, for one, it should grow, and two, that it should be the foundation of things. A lot of times we're in certain situations or see certain things with our significant others. We need to use our love, whether it be to understand them, to help them, or even when we disagree with them, we still need to use that same love. So it should be the foundation, and at the same time, it should grow.
Well, when you say foundation, can you elaborate on that? Because I know when I was younger, my language of love in dealing with the opposite sex was to hit them in their shoulder.
No, not exactly. It starts with simple things, just being kind. One of the things that I do is I tell myself, how would I like to be treated? And that in itself paves the way for how I treat others as well. And I want to be loved, so I'm going to share love as well.
Well, your perspective with your Caribbean accent and your different way of growing up in the part of the world you grew up in is a little different from what ours was being in the United States, but the principle of it being the foundation is very true. I like the way you express that because many times we don't listen to other cultures as to how they love, why are they so successful at it, and we aren't. So that's good.
Yep.
So, Rob, you're up.
First off, thank you for having me back. Again, I'm honored. Now, when it comes to what men should know about love, I think it should be our strongest virtue. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, if one can express love or even learn to love, then you're already ahead. It's so much hate in this world already. It's so easy to hate. It's so easy to dislike one. You know, but one of God's most prominent virtues is love. Okay? And outside of the Bible, it's just treat others how you want to be treated.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I think it's something that all men should pretty much, as my brother said, allow it to be your foundation. Allow it to be the center. Because, you know, in love, you're gonna go further in this world than anything else. I promise you. You know what I mean? Even if you don't see, you know, the love that you're getting or giving, even if you don't feel it back, it's going to come back. It's going to run its course.
So Rob, let me dissect that a little bit because I know this hating thing. Mm-hmm. People look at you and all of a sudden they don't like you because of your persona. Now, I know that you were a baller at one time, and someone could look at you and say, well, you know, he can ball, But I don't like, he cocky because he can he can shoot that thing and he can run faster and do things that we and myself can only dream of. And that just comes down to hating. What should men know about love when they see that God has blessed you with not just that good talent, but the other stuff that comes with it? How do you feel about that? And when you sense it, how do you manage through it?
I embrace it. Okay, you embrace the hate. You really don't like acknowledge it too much. You don't match it or anything like that. All in all, you just embrace it. And understanding where hate is and where it comes from, or where it stems from. I mean, the lack of thereof. You might have something that someone they want. They might envy. You know, it could be something like as simple as a nice smile. You know what I mean? It could be anything. It don't have to be a jump shot. It don't have to be the look. It could be anything. But you embrace it. That's how I've endured this time. I've never been one to be disliked, at least expressed to me. You know what I mean?
I didn't like you. I'm sorry.
You know, it's never been something that's been. I don't think I've ever had anybody come forth like, yeah, I don't like this guy. Something's off with him. Something a little sketchy with him. Even though you might catch that vibe from others, I don't think that's ever been something that I've endured. But who's to say that they wasn't talking about that when they left? You know right. what I mean? So you just embrace it. You never feed into it. You know, if you match hate with hate, you get a chaotic world, one in which we already live in.
Well, one of the things that I want to express for this particular question, what should men know about love? First of all, it has to be practiced. Mm-hmm. You have to practice being kind, because it's our nature. We are born into sin. When we arrive, they smacked us and we started crying and we was like, why'd you hit me? I'm just getting here. Mm-hmm. But in terms of our reaction to what society says and has done, particularly from our cultural point of view, dealing with aspects of slavery, why would you want to treat people in an unkind way? Mm-hmm. Like Darren said, it's mind-boggling. You can never really figure it out. But if you continue to do what you're supposed to do, because that's the only person that you're responsible for is yourself and your actions. And when they play that videotape, that spiritual videotape that is going to follow you wherever you go, in the spirit world, you are held accountable for that. So the foundation is that, but it has to be practiced. And for some reason, or a lot of reasons, that's why people come to church to be retrained in that manner. Now, I'm going to switch gears a little bit here because Mother's Day is coming up, and we recognize that a mother's love is like what? To you, Rob.
So it's a safe haven, essentially. Yep. It's something. It's the first love you've ever embraced in this world, and it's the love that you compare all other loves to, if you know what that means. Like before I even got in a relationship, what my mother done for me, or what she has done for me, or the love in which she has expressed, already set the standard for everyone else.
Yes.
And so, to me, it's your first love.
Definitely.
Darren, how would you give that an autonomy that you can explain to our audience?
That might be really challenging. You know, what you feel. It's just different. I'm my mom's only child, so
wow.
I bore the brunt of everything, whether it was good or it was bad.
Got all the love.
I would like to say, when I think of my mom's love, it's more of a long-suffering kind of love. Now, I was not an easy child. I could tell you, I have broken my left hand. I've broken my right hand twice. I've broken my nose. So it's pretty safe to say that I was kind of mischievous. So for her to have to deal with that, I mean, all I could think of is long suffering. She tend to my wounds. She scolded me. I still went back. She scolded me again. Mm-hmm. You know, like, she drove it in me that there are certain things that you should do. There's a certain way that you should act and stuff. Just to be the best person you can. And that's real love. Like, that can't be compared to anything else.
Can't be fake.
No.
Wow. And, you know, you're blessed in that sense, because there's so many bad parents, bad mothers, bad fathers, but yet a mother's love is so different when a mother spoils their child to the point where they feel entitled, and at some point they separate, and that atmosphere is different because people will never treat you like your mother treated you. And we're on the cusp of Mother's Day. I know for me, when you look backwards and you see all that mothers have done and all that they have endured with their children, be it the only child or 10 children, they manage to learn to love them in some capacity. It's not always explanation behind it, but it's something like both of you said, it's something that you feel. Yep. So we're going to take a musical break right here and just kind of contemplate how we're going to move forward in this broadcast, because it's sensitive. Talking about mothers and love is a very sensitive thing. But we'll be right back. KingScottRadioTV.com. In dedication to all the moms of the world. right. I always love my mama. King Scott Radio TV.
Hi, this is KingScottRadioTV.com. Our telephone number is 240-362-7552. That's 240-362-7552. And we'd love to hear from you. So if you have any comments about the show, any ideas you'd like to run by us, just feel free to give us a call or leave a comment.
Thank you. We need to hear from you. Our next question on the table is, how would you describe a husband's love for his wife? Rob, we're going to let you jiggle with that.
I would say it's ever-changing. Mm-hmm. Whether it's growth, or whether, you know, you're learning a new love language, or whether you're just looking at it in a light. Because me personally, when I think about the love that I have for my wife, I find it comparable to the love I have for my children. You know what I mean? It's an indescribable feeling and a connection that you can't make or make up, or, you know what I mean, draw up. So I get super territorial. You know what I mean? I'm super protective. We're all as one. So it's definitely something that's ever changing.
I the territorial part I can relate to. We're blessed as the men in the studio to have very attractive wives. Mm-hmm. And I know that if someone was to step out of line for whatever reason, my tolerance is short, because I know we don't bother people. Mm-hmm. We embrace people, and it could be hectic. Some people are sitting in prison right now because someone decided to do something out of this world, and they took them to task. Mm-hmm. Darren, how would you give that an autonomy?
In this moment, I would say my love is more patient. When you've been with someone for as long as I've been with my wife, you have to exercise a lot of patience. One of the things I was told as a youngster trying to get girls and stuff was to make the early stages exciting.
Yes.
Make it exciting. Do as much as you could. Try and live in the now of those moments. Because later on, when the bad stuff starts to happen, the arguments and that kind of thing, you'll need things to kind of outweigh those things, and the early stages help with that. So one of the things I try to exercise is patience. A lot of times it's not going how I want it to go. A lot of times it's not going how she wants it to go, but I try to think back on those things, and you know what, I made this decision underneath it all, I love her, so let's just wait it out and see what happens.
Talking about the good old days.
Yeah.
Talking about the good old days, that honeymoon
thing. Right. You know, Rob, I would say it took courage to say that. I'm not sure I would have that. But if you need a room tonight. I mean, I think that is so authentic, because love is a degree of patience. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is. It is the purity of trying to keep a relationship going in the right direction, because we don't pick with each other, but we notice the things that we differ on far more than the things that bring us together. Exactly. When you are around a person, I was given an explanation when these two gentlemen came in. My wife set something somewhere on a holy table, and she says, "Well, this is a holy table." And I'm like, "I know. Just think of it as holy water." So we're just different. We're made different. So our understanding is more complex, but the patience, a woman requires that from a man. We can't afford to be quick-minded.
Yep.
And then, you know, for me in this period in my life, after we've made our decisions, it's just simply cheaper to keep her. because you're going to go through the same process when you get together with someone else. Mm-hmm. And I know that I'm telling the absolute truth because, you know, the grass can look greener, but it's crabgrass over there too. So learning to get along through patience is something that has wisdom attached to it. So that is brave of you, and I'm glad you said it. And that's what's making the show popular, talking to men about how we feel about circumstances that we are dealing with in learning how to love. So that brings up our next question. What have you learned, Darren, about love?
Let's see. The biggest thing I would say I've learned about love is, as a man, I've learned that it really needs to be expressed more. Now, why do I mean when I say that?
I think Darren's trying to take my job. I feel harassed.
Like, we all have our significant others, and the way in which they would want to be loved differs. Now, with my significant other, she's someone who needs reassuring.
Yes.
Now, I am a person who is more observant, so I want to see how it goes. I want to lay back before I make decisions. And that doesn't always work out well. So I needed to know that, I needed to learn that, hey, you need to be more expressive with your love, whether it be kind words or actions or even simple things like, hey, babe, I did this for you, so you don't have to do that, you know. Just be more expressive with your love. That's one of the main things that I learned.
I like that. I'm still in training. I think you all have a few more years ahead of me in terms of being married, and I failed at it twice. So this is my last go around, and I've come to the point where I'm not going nowhere because first I'm old, and it's just, you know, you just staying, like Donnie McCrookman says, you just staying. So Rob, what would you have to say about this?
What have you learned about love? It's so much more than just saying it. It's so much more than just saying it. Like, it's so much action behind it, you know, and it's ever-changing, just like, you know, the growing. Yeah. Everybody loves differently. It's called a love language, and learning those love languages, it's vital, you know what I mean? As my brother said, reassurance might be one. Gifts. Be gifting your partner might be another, you know, the monetary offering, you know what I mean? Some is the physical. So I was just saying, learning what love is and how to love your actual partner, has been my biggest growth when it comes to love, because before it was just like, I love you. What? you love me too, right? You know, that's love.
We all looking for reassurance.
Yep. Yeah. You want to know if I love you? I said it, right? That ain't good enough.
Right. I think that the passion that we have to want to express our love, and it's a two-way street. We both have to do that. Sometimes we get shy in expressing that, but it's a boldness like Darren has to ask for what you need, because you know, it solidifies the relationship. And, you know I'm tired of repeating the same lesson. I mean, at what point do we as men get it that our significant others love us, and do they show us? And sometimes we don't get the memo. The pigeon was shot down. And it's just, you go through a multitude of things.
Yep.
And then you hear about other people's love. Our friends, and they say, man, you wouldn't believe what she did. And we all look at each other and say, yeah, I believe it. I can see it. So, I mean, that in and of itself, as we continue to communicate with each other, these feelings, and we find out that we all have relationships in common, and if we learn to help each other, because Rob may know something that I don't know or did not recognize, and Darren sitting over here, boy, he's like the voice of reason. So I'm getting it, and I hope to do better tonight. I don't think I did too well last night, but I feel better because I'm listening to my brothers talk to me about things. And just because you're old don't mean you get it. It just doesn't.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yes, it is. So we're getting to the closing of our show. We have just one more question. This is the big one. We want to continue to give our significant others the shout out. And just to say that we do love you, and that's why we're here. That's why we're taking this time. But the fifth question here is, how do you know that your wife loves you? It's a toss up. It's a toss up. All of us scared.
It's a great question.
It is a great question. I'll go first. Like I said, I'm very observant.
Mm-hmm.
So during my relationship with my wife, even before we got married, one of the things that I would boast about was my grandmother. Now, whether it be a listening discipline or she teaching me how to cook or me missing her cooking, I would always have some story or something to tell my wife about my grandmother. And then one Christmas, I don't even know when it happened, but one Christmas, for a present, she gave me the wedding portrait of my grandparents. Now, like I said, I'm from the Caribbean, so for her to do that, she got in contact with my mom, who is in the Caribbean. And it's a very old, small picture. So for her to get it detailed and blown up for such a portrait, I felt a lot of love. I felt a lot of love. I cried. I cried. Because this was something that is so important to me. And for her to recognize something like that, it shows, not only that she listens, but she made it her business to do something, and I felt that was really loving.
Okay, that's a heartstringer. Rob, how about you?
So again, this is a great question. I feel when thinking about how do you know, how do you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you know? But you really don't. But you have to be observant. I'm just kidding. You have to be observant, though. All in all, what I do or what I did, I recognize her sacrifice. I recognize everything she came from, the changes she's made since we've met, and how she's just clinged to me. What I mean? Following my lead. Outside of that, she's the mother of my children.
Yep.
Right.
Three of them.
Right.
That's a huge sacrifice.
Definitely.
In addition to that, the last one almost killed her. You know what I mean? And so it's just like the things that she's brought to the table already, it speaks volume on her love.
Right.
And then, I don't know about y'all, if y'all ever been sick or down and out, you know what I mean? Talk about your mom.
Right.
And you know what I mean? Have you ever been sick and had to let your wife take care of you? And she expressed that love. She's met those expectations and went beyond. So, me personally, I have a scenario where I first had COVID. When I first had COVID, I really don't get sick often. Like, I might get a migraine here and there and change the seat, but I don't get sick often.
Right.
When COVID first hit the scene, I thought I was dying. And mind you, I came from a bar. It was Christie's bar. Eating wings that night. I thought I was just maybe a little hungover. No, I was. That COVID hit different. Got before you. It was publicized.
Wow.
It was before the symptoms was even a thing. You know what I mean? I was laid in bed. I couldn't move. I couldn't do anything. You know, the only person that was there was the wife. The only person I could call on was the wife. Yeah. And as tired as she was in me, you know, she came every time. And it's those little things that you think about.
Definitely.
Because those are the things that's going to. Those are the situations you may endure in the future as you two grow old together. You might have to take care of her, or she might have to take care of you, and it's those moments right there that's going to last. So that's what stuck out to me outside of the sacrifices she's made for the family and the growth that I've seen her put in.
Nice.
Wow. Maybe I just should lead this one along.
Nah, you know.
Well, I'm still in transition of being newly married. I haven't been married quite 2 years yet. And I discovered I'm a trip. just the thinking, being independent. I've been single since 2008, even before then. So, you know, I didn't have to ask for anything. I just did what I wanted to do, and it feels comfortable.
Yep.
Then you go into a world where you have to make sure you come home. You have to make sure that you call.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be accountable. So where am I at? I'm headed here. I'm letting you know what I'm doing, and my wife has accepted my craziness and being an entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
because sometimes it can be an unstable life. They say entrepreneurs can write their own checks. Yeah, you write them. That don't mean they're cash. So I made it through that phase of it, but just to know that she accepted me for being the person that I am. Jeez. And I'm like, I mean, the blending of families and, this person likes you and this person doesn't. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, just the whole host of things. And here she still is. And, you know, the arguments that blend in because you say, like, why are they doing this? Or why is life doing this? Because it's not them. It's a spirit
mm-hmm.
that is going through them that yep. we have to learn to tolerate. And at what point do you stand? So my wife has endured a lot of that, and I'm proud of her.
Can't overlook the endurance.
Yep.
So what we have to do now is make sure that we individually congratulate our mothers for being mothers. I'm in a unique situation. We don't have children together, but I love them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I want to give a little shout out to all my, you know, just all the mothers that I've encountered. First and foremost, my spouse, Miss Thomas, I love you. And then Mom Dukes, you up here, man. I love you too. I appreciate all that you have. I'm blessed enough to have, you know, a biological mother and a stepmother. So, you know, to my stepmother, I love you. Thank you for everything. To my sisters, y'all doing a great job with y'all babies. Keep it up.
Right. I like to follow the same sentiments. Shout outs to my wife, mother of my two kids. I know it's a struggle at times, but I don't know what I would do. I honestly don't know what I would do it without you.
Lost world.
Yeah, those two girls are more than a handful, more than a basketful.
Yeah.
More than anything for and I just really appreciate you for just being there, you know, as someone I can count on. Secondly, I'd like to thank my mom. Like I said, I'm an only child, and she got me just before she turned 18. So she herself was young, trying to figure out her own life while still trying to raise a child. And I don't take any of it for granted. I thank you for all the scoldings.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be told, hey, don't leave the yard. And I'd try to go to the back and then sneak around, and she'd be at the front just waiting.
Mm-hmm.
I thank her for all of those things, the lessons. Most importantly, for taking me to church.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in the church, and I've seen where it's just really important. When you look at what the world has to offer, you can see like the importance of church, and I just really thank her for that.
Well, for me, I married into a huge family. I mean, grandkids and cousins and uncles, mm-hmm. and just, oh, you know, on our wedding day, and we was taking a picture, I was in the picture, but I didn't notice myself.
My mama.
And my wife pointed out, because we was married then, she said, there you are right there. And I'm sitting beside her. So, marrying into a big family, it takes time to learn each other, to learn to love each other. And it's not always easy. But I love them, and I appreciate each and every one of them. But it's a lot of them. I got two football teams. The little ones, the big ones, and, you know, I'm blessed that they're all intelligent. So she's a mother to a lot of different people, being a pastor herself. And I'm learning, and I'm adjusting to that. So I would ask our listening audience to pray for me.
Definitely.
So that is our show for today. Prayerfully, we will be back next week if God allows us to do what we do in discussing our issues amongst the public so that they know that we are trying to be better men. That's what this show is about. King Scott, RadioTV.com. God bless everyone.